The mayor of Philadelphia says a shooting of a black man yesterday afternoon presents difficult questions that must be answered. 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr. was shot and killed by police after authorities say they responded to a report that Wallace was waving a knife around. His family said he was shot in front of his mother and brother. And protesters quickly took to the streets. Dozens were arrested and at least 30 police officers were hurt, according to officials. Let's bring in WHYY reporter Jimena Condi, who has been following this story in Philadelphia. And Jimena, there were bystanders there. There was a bystander video that appears to show Wallace several feet from police before he walks towards them, then backs up, then the camera turns away, and we hear the gunshots. What do we know about what happened in the minutes leading up to this shooting?
Yeah, so police say that the department received a call about a person with a weapon in West Philadelphia yesterday, shortly before 3 in the afternoon. We know that when they arrived, like you said, they found Walter Wallace Jr., who is black, with a knife. We do, through that cell phone footage, we hear officers telling Wallace, at least in one instance, to drop the knife that he's holding. And then, you know, like you said, the camera pans away for a second, and that's when you hear the officers fire their guns multiple times. According to police, Wallace was struck in the shoulder and chest, and that's when police took him to a local hospital, and he was pronounced dead shortly after 4 p.m. We don't know the names or ethnicities of the officers, and we don't know how long they've been on the force, but we do know that they were taken off street duty.
Okay. Do you know anything about the officers that were hurt? What happened and how are the officers doing right now?
Yes. So of the at least 30 officers were injured, according to the police department. Most of them were treated and released as of this morning, with the exception of one sergeant who suffered a broken leg when a pickup truck hit her. We know that these injuries took place while hundreds of people marched through West Philadelphia, and there was a bit of looting, and the situation grew tense, and that's when the injuries took place.
I see. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney said he spoke with the Wallace family, and the police department has launched an investigation into the shooting. What did officials say about how they would approach this investigation?
Yeah, so far we know that the internal investigation that's taking place is routine for this type of incident. Yes, Mayor Jim Kenney promised a full investigation. So did District Attorney Larry Krasner, and so did Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw. Outlaw promised that all of residents' questions would be answered through the investigation, and she also has plans to meet with residents and Wallace's family to hear about their concerns as soon as possible.
Wallace's father told the Philadelphia Inquirer that his son dealt with mental health issues and took medication. What else do we know about Wallace?
So we actually don't know much more from that at the moment. The Wallace family hasn't been talking to reporters today. They've sort of been bombarded by national media, and so they haven't talked more about their son. One neighbor did say that Wallace only recently started to frequent the block this summer, but overall she said that he seemed like a quiet young man.
This shooting is the latest, as we know, to spark protests after the deaths of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. It also comes right before Election Day. What are the streets like out there right now? And just thinking about the broader context of policing in Philadelphia.
Yeah, so this morning I was at one of the main business corridors where there was some looting, and for the most part, residents are outraged. Most of them have seen the video. They have questions about why police resorted to shooting Wallace so many times. Mm-hmm. And this is sort of like their biggest fear realized, in the sense that not much has changed in policing since the protests this summer. And, you know, a lot of them are asking, you know, half of the police force is supposed to be trained in crisis intervention, and they're asking questions about how effective this approach is.
So much to follow here. That's WHYY reporter Jimena Condi. Thank you so much.